Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your home on this beautiful Friday morning for our Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are leaving the Psalms, and we're back in the Gospels for Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 25. Here, Jesus enters Jerusalem as the Messiah King, riding on a colt. His entry marks the beginning of his final days in Jerusalem, as he knows he will face suffering and death. Many people greet him with shouts of praise. The next day, Jesus enters the temple in Jerusalem and drives out the dishonest money changers and commercial vendors. Using the example of a fig tree, Jesus offers a teaching about faith. And God's guiding word for us today, as it has been all week, is prayer. The guiding word is prayer. So, let's get started. Mark chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem near the town of Bethphage and Bethany, they came to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus sent two of his disciples on ahead with these instructions. Go to the village there ahead of you. As soon as you get there, you will find a colt tied up that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If someone asks you why you are doing that, say that the master needs it and will send it back at once. So they went and found a colt out in the street tied to the door of a house. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders asked them, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered just as Jesus had told them, and the crowd let them go. They brought the colt to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the animal, and Jesus got on. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches in the field and spread them on the road. The people who were in front and those who were following behind began to shout, "Praise God! God bless him who comes in the name of the Lord! God bless the coming of the kingdom of King David, our father. Praise be to God." And Jesus entered Jerusalem. He went into the temple, and he looked around at everything. But since it was already late in the day, he went out to Bethany with the 12 disciples. The next day, as they were coming back from Bethany, Jesus was hungry, and he saw in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves. So he went to see if he could find any figs on it. But when he came to it, he found only leaves, because it was not the right time for figs. And Jesus said to the fig tree, "No one shall ever eat figs from you again." And his disciples heard him. When they arrived in Jerusalem, Jesus went to the temple and began to drive out all those who were buying and selling. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the stools of those who sold pigeons. And he would not let anyone carry anything through the temple courtyards. He then taught the people, "It is written in the scriptures that God said, 'My temple will be called a house of prayer for the people of all nations,' but you have turned it into a hideout for thieves." Well, the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard of this, and so they began looking for some way to kill Jesus. They were afraid of him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. Then when evening came, Jesus and his disciples left the city. Early the next morning, as they walked along the road, they saw the fig tree. It was dead all the way down to its roots. Peter remembered what had happened, and he said to Jesus, "Look, teacher, the fig tree you cursed has died." And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. I assure you that whoever tells this hill to get up and throw itself into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason I tell you, when you pray and ask for something, believe that you have received it, and you will be given whatever you ask for. And when you stand and pray, forgive anything you may have done against anyone, so that your Father in heaven will forgive the wrongs that you have done." And let me see, the key verse for today is Mark chapter 11, verse 9. where it says, "Praise God, God bless him who comes in the name of the Lord." Of course, we all recognize this as the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem as the promised Messiah. And here, you know, we see the people recognizing, oh man, this should be Messiah. And they're praising and dancing and doing all of these things. But when Jesus enters into the temple courtyard, you know, he responds as Messiah would respond. And he sees the people being taken advantage of and the thievery taking place there. And all this was done with the knowledge of the priests and the high priest. You know, they were all getting a little kickback on the action, you might say. And so when Jesus chased the money changers out and those that were selling pigeons and all of that, you know, he really struck the heart of, you know, the leadership there because, you know, that was hitting the old purse. That was hitting the wallet. You know, they were going to suffer financially for Jesus' actions, and therefore they decided that Jesus had to die. You know how sad it is. Simply because Jesus, acting as Messiah, took care of God's business, those who should have known better, those who should have recognized him as Messiah, then decided that their only other alternative was to kill the King of Kings. That is just the saddest commentary on how religion can separate you from the true will of God. Let's pray. Now, I praise you, Lord Jesus. You are my King and my Savior. Reign in my heart forever. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our week together to a close. I hope to see you Sunday in church. If I can't see you there in person, I hope that you're able to make it via the internet, either Zoom or on Facebook. And if not, then I will see you first thing Monday morning as we read Mark chapter 12, 1 through 27, where Jesus continues teaching and he responds to the questions from the religious leaders. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you. That's what I'm trusting him to do in your lives. Amen.